Welcome back to another edition of Music Monday from the podcast Nurture the Mind. I am your host, Cole Poots, and we have yet again another Music Monday music reaction. I'm very happy to get back into my safe place, even though last week was fun. The episode, video, podcast that I did recounting the 365-day streak that I was able to accomplish. That was obviously something that I wanted to do. I knew I was going to do once I finished the streak. I hope you guys, if you have watched that, I hope you enjoyed it. And today, we, like I said, we're getting back into some music reactions. And we're going to go with the GOAT, known as Drake. Aubrey Graham, I guess he just dropped a new single called Push Ups, and I don't really have the full story. I know that there's been a lot of, like, information that's been going around. Supposedly, there's been a bunch of, like, different diss tracks out there amongst these rappers, like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, I don't know, maybe Future and Metro Boomin. I am completely behind on all of this stuff, and so I don't know if Drake is involved in all of this drama, if he's gonna address it on Push Ups. I mean, when you think about having a title like Push Ups, to me that sounds like something pretty aggressive, because as a man, you know, you're in the gym, you're hitting the weights to feel good about yourself. What do? You do a bunch of push ups so you can, you know, really get into those pecs and extend your chest and flex those muscles. So I don't know what to expect. Like I said, I've probably been living under a rock here recently. I've heard there's been, like, diss tracks and beef out there. I don't know everybody that's involved. I automatically think of Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick because those are, like, the top three that are out there. I mean, even on, you know, what was it? There was two songs of Drake and J. Cole on Drake's last album, For All the Dogs. And I think it was J. Cole that said something to the extent of, you know, the Mount Rushmore of rappers, the top three. It's me, Kendrick, and Drake. And so, yeah, we're going into this with fresh eyes, open ears, willing to listen, willing to learn something. So I'm excited, guys. We're going to get right into it. No more messing around. It's Push Ups from Drake, and it's his latest single. Here we go. All right, man. Dude, I was so lost. I was, like, trying to piece shit together. So this is a diss track for sure. There's like some type of battle that's going on, and they're going against Kendrick. Because Kendrick had a verse, right? Kendrick had a verse, I believe, off of the new project with Metro Boomin and then Future. And then you had a response from J. Cole, who just dropped, I don't, can we call it a project, an album? Like, what was it? Like, hold on, dude. I gotta do some fucking research because I'm so far behind. I'm gonna look up J. Cole real quick. Might delete later. That's what it's called. What is it, though? Okay. At a time when rappers are inclined and incentivized to overstuff their projects, J. Cole chooses instead to do more with less. The North Carolina-bred rapper's move towards shorter and tighter solo outings has certainly served him well since at least 2016's chart-topping For Your Eyes Only, while presented as a mixtape rather than a new album. Okay, so it's a mixtape. Might Delete Later follows the concise approach of KOD in the off-season, with Cole once again limiting himself to 12 tracks. Within these confines, however, he provides fans with the flows and phrasing they've come to expect from him, alongside features from the likes of Absol, Central C, and Gucci Mane. On Crocodile Tears, I believe that's the song that I was thinking about, he waxes poetic on his top tier status and makes direct mention of his elusive long-awaited album The Fall Off in the same breath as Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt. Later he brags about the risk taking from a position of strength on the beautifully named Trey the Truth in Ibiza, and futurizes his way through the boom-bap clatter of 3001. Naturally, the producers give him plenty to thrive over. The Alchemist helps elevate the discourse on Sticks and Stones, while conductor Williams orchestrates the back half of Closer 7-Minute Drill, a Kendrick Lamar diss that Cole subsequently disavowed publicly within days of release, though some might understandably dwell on Might Delete Later's final 3.5 minutes. Much of what precedes the finale defends Cole's legacy even more emphatically. Cameron's guest appearance on Ready 24 would be an impressive flex as is, were it not a bold remake of a Diplomat's classic. Yet his willingness to yield the spotlight to his longtime Dreamville signee, Boss Bass, I don't know, on the moving Stealth Mode speaks even louder. So there was a diss on 7-Minute Drill, but now you can't even access... Was it 7-Minute Drill? That was the track they said, right? And now you can't even access it, at least on Apple Music. Yeah, what the fuck? So I can't go listen to that. All right, hold on. I mean, that was a crazy song. There was a lot to dissect. Like, I was just trying to piece my thoughts together. I need to look into more of the lyrics, so I'm going to see if I can bring it up on Genius, because, like I said, dude, I am so far behind right now on this whole thing. It's taken me forever to stay in the loop. Why are we having rap fucking beef, dude? I thought all these guys liked each other. Like, what the fuck am I missing? Alright. I'm sure a lot of you guys in the comments, if you watch this video, listen to this podcast, you're probably going to fill me in, and I'm going to definitely need it. Because I totally came into this unprepared, bro. Alright, let's go to Drake on Genius. Is it going to have the new song? You know, I would think that it would, but I could be wrong. Drake. Come on, Drake. Push-ups. Yeah. Right there. Alright, so verse one. My goodness. I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one. I had to put it in your hand. You pussies get booked outside America for Nan. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was a friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the fuck you big steppin' with a size 7 men's on? That was the line that caught my attention. Kendrick's last album. Big Steppers? Something like that. Fuck. Hold on. I gotta look. I'm not gonna butcher anything. Kendrick Lamar. What was his last album called? Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So here's a big diss because Kendrick Lamar is a little bit shorter. Must not have big feet. Drake directly responds to Kendrick Lamar, who threatened to snatch his chain on Like That from We Don't Trust You by Future and Metro Boomin when he rapped, got two T's with me, I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos, it's up. Drake makes a punchline out of Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, the title of Lamar's 2002 release that he slanders later on. Drake jokes that Lamar can't be a big stepper with such a presumably small shoe size due to his short height of 5'5". Oh, The song's official cover art is in direct reference to this line, it being shoe tag displaying a U.S. men's size 7. You know what? That's actually funny. That's great. This, the bark with the bite, N-word, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up extortion, baby. Fuck, I lost it. Extortion, baby, whole career, you've been shook up. Because Top told you, drop and give me 50 like some push-ups. Your last one bricked, you really not on shit. They make excuses for you because they hate to see me lit. Pull your contract because we got to see the split. The way you do in splits, bitch, your pants might rip. You better do that motherfucking show inside the bitty. Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties, and that's when Drake got like really quiet and started to whisper on there. Top say drop, you better drop and give him 50. Pip squeak, pipe down, you ain't in no big three. SZA got you wiped down, Travis got you wiped down, Savage got you wiped down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gonna feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to have this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big difference between Mike then and Mike now. What the fuck is this? A 20v1 N-word. What's the price to a king? He's a son, N-word. Get more love in your city that you from, N-word. Metro, shut your hoe ass up and make some drums, N-word. Yeah, I'm the sixth god, I'm the front runner. Y'all N-word manager was Chubb's little blunt runner. Claim the six and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys get rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, able bread out here tricking. Shit we do for the bitches, he doing for N-word. Jets, whips, chains, wicked, wicked, wicked. Spin it like you're trying to fuck, boy, you trippin', boy, you trippin'. Drizzy Chippendale probably got your bitch a nail. I just got him dumb, boy. Don't make me have to chip a nail. Rolling loud stage, y'all were turnt. That was slick as hell. Shit'll probably change if your BMs start to kiss and tail. Hugs and kisses, man, don't tell me about no switches. I'll be rocking every fucking chain I own next visit. I be with some bodyguards like Whitney. Top say drop, your little midget ass better fucking... Oh my god, dude, that's only verse one. I don't even know if I can go through verse two. Alright, I'm caught up a little bit, even though I haven't heard the diss track from J. Cole. And I have not heard the diss track where Kendrick made the appearance on Metro Boomin in Future. Now I'm really curious, and maybe you guys can give me some context, but like, what got this? I know like the diss from Kendrick is like what spurred this, what sparked everything, but why did Kendrick try and diss J. Cole and Drake when it felt like Drake and J. Cole were just acknowledging him and giving him his flowers and paying their respect and their homage to him on For All the Dogs? This is where I'm confused. This is where I'm lost, because I don't hear a lot from Kendrick. I feel like Kendrick, you think of like Kendrick and Frank Ocean, those are two artists that really stand out to me that you don't hear much from anymore. I feel like those two guys are really patient with how they go about releasing their music. I mean, we haven't heard something from Frank Ocean since, what was that? Was that 2018? No, not 2018. It was before that when he dropped his last album. A lot of research today on this episode, guys. I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin it. So Blonde came out in 2016. So Frank Ocean has dropped a few singles. What was that? Was that back in 2020? But not a full album since 2016. So Kendrick and him, I think of Schoolboy Q as well, kind of keep things under the radar, which I really respect when artists do that. And I think honestly that might be the right way to do it, because I think when you take that much time off before releasing a project, it just shows that you are much more committed to, you're not just trying to put out a project every single year. When that happens from an artist, it tends to be that the music, the subject matter, the substance in there, it gets like really watered down, because within a year, yeah, you've experienced some life, but I don't think that gives you enough time to really perfect the sound of that album, of that project that you're creating. So yeah, it feels like Kendrick kind of goes into hiding. If I'm not wrong, if I'm not mistaken, I thought that at one point Kendrick Lamar was going to step away from music and basically retire. I don't know if that was true. I don't know if that was even a thing, and now that's not what's going on, but I'm just so confused. I don't know how all of this rap beef has popped off. This is very normal for hip hop and rap. I mean, ever since I got into this genre, this space, the culture of it, there's always been beef amongst artists. Like, there was Drake and Meek Mill. There was Kanye West and Drake. Pusha T was involved. You have Eminem. You have MGK. I'm probably missing so much out there. There's always been beef in this genre of music. It's kind of like, why is it, man? Why can't you guys get along? But part of it is exciting too, because, you know, Drake, you know, it wasn't that long ago, probably, when he heard the diss track or the diss verse from Kendrick Lamar. And so that was, yeah, sometime in February, I believe, when that project was released. And so within the span of, you know, just over a month, we get a mixtape from J. Cole that addresses the problem. And then you have Drake in a song who addresses the problem. And so that's kind of cool. You know, that builds hype. That builds conversation amongst these things. You know, people start following it and they're like, what the hell is going on? And if anything, and maybe this is why they're doing it, who knows? It could be just building up hype, you know, for, I'm not saying all of them are going to release an album here soon, but it at least said in that description from the mixtape from J. Cole that his new album, highly anticipated album, will probably be coming out, you know, in the near future, maybe this year or sometime next year. So this could be a ploy to just get people to talk. I mean, you never know. Like, do I think all of these guys really hate each other? I don't know. You know, I've never met Drake. I've never met J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. I don't know how they like actually perceive each other. I don't know how they actually view each other. I would think, you know, again, when you get to that level and with all of the success that those three men have had, they probably deep down have, you know, great amounts of respect for one another, because what all of them have done is incredible. You know, not everybody that enters into music as a career has that type of impact, has that type of success. Like, you could be an aspiring artist and your career may never take off, or you might have like a few big hits here and there. You know, that's happened so many times when you hear about the one hit wonder. They had one great song or a few great songs or one good album, and then they weren't able to replicate that. I can't really speak for Kendrick because I don't think he's been around as long. I could be wrong. I feel like Drake has been around a much longer, at least in my lifetime. Like, he was popping off when I was back in high school, middle school. That's when I started listening to his stuff. J. Cole was pretty close to that. I guess Kendrick was pretty close to that. So I don't know. Maybe they're all within the same time frame. But I always talk about Drake in this context, like, you know, say what you want about him. Some people don't like him. Some people think he's cringeworthy. I mean, he's definitely had those moments, but I think I've said this on previous reactions to Drake. It's like, you cannot discount what or discredit like what this man has done for music as a whole, but particularly rap, hip hop, pop, like those genres. Like, this man is a fucking superstar, and he's put out so many hits, and he continues to do it for all the years that he's been in the scene. And like, that's just amazing. Like, and I'm talking like in any career, to have that amount of success, to have that career longevity, like the fact that he's been able to duplicate numbers, put songs up on the billboards, you know, to top charts, to sell out arenas. Like, I just think that's crazy. So I'm not here to pick sides, because again, I don't know the full sides of each. I don't know the story to each side. I'm just trying to play catch up. I'm trying to figure these things out. So if you guys can give me some clarity about this, that would be amazing. I didn't really get to address all that much, like what the song actually sounded like. For the whole time, I felt like I was bobbing my head and grooving and, you know, moving along to the beat. But more so, I was just trying to pick up on the story. Drake, you know, he's got those one-liners, just those punchlines that always hit you. You know, how can you be a big stepper when you're so short and this is your shoe size, like 7 or an 8, and that was just a golden line. That was a great line from Drake, and he's got so many of those that you could point to. So anyways, guys, that's the reaction, that's the review, those are my thoughts. Like I said, let me know if I missed anything, just to close out the video and the podcast here. As always, I ask you guys to do 4 things. You don't have to do all 4, but at least do one of them. If you came by, if you enjoyed the experience, if you learned something, if you got value from this, if you thought other people should listen to it, hear it, you can like the video, subscribe to the channel, share the message via social media, via conversations with other people, and then comment in the comment section below. All of those things right there are things that you can do that really push my videos, my podcast out into the YouTube algorithm. Or if you're listening to it on audio, you know, you can still share the message and do some of those things. Write a review, you know, whatever you think is necessary. And then the last little thing here, I mention always, I am a first form legionnaire. And so this supplement company has so many products that you can take, you know, for your health and your fitness journey, and just to overall be a more well-rounded human being. So if you guys are interested in any of those products, I'm going to put the links in the description below, and you can go buy them, you can go check them out. But guys, that's it. That's all we have. I will see you on the next video. Take care. Bye-bye. See you later.